Kim from Today FM News has dropped in. Tell us all about International Women's Day. How are you?
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
Yes.
So loads going on.
Yeah, absolutely loads. It's International Women's Day and 2018, it kind of feels like it's, you know...
It's got an extra significance, I think, at the moment, doesn't it?
There's weight to it this year after the Me Too movement, after Time's Up, after all those kind of... significant developments this year, the Harvey Weinstein scandal. So it's also the 100 year that anniversary that women have got the vote.
Right.
So it's a big Women's Day this year, not that every year. And, you know, it's not a new thing. It has been going for over 100 years. It was started in 1911 and now it's marked around the world. So everyone celebrates it.
Yeah, all right, yourself.
Yeah.
You were out in the streets?
I was, yeah.
Kim, so what were you asking people what they want in 2018?
What do women want in 2018?
Okay, let's have a listen.
I just like to see Irish women have more confidence, and I think it's not a matter of saying, oh, I'd love to see women get these jobs, do these things. They're already doing them, so I'd like to hear more about it and not have it shouted about an unreasonable amount. But there is Irish women doing daddy stuff, so let's just make sure it's as much a part of the conversation as it is about the men.
Well, one of many things would be like equal payment, because I do think that women get paid less sometimes for just the same work that men do, and that just shouldn't be a thing. Like, I think women should be allowed to do whatever they want to do. Same for men. And I think just men don't like admitting or don't want to admit that women actually can do that.
There's value-added tax on tampons because they're judged as a luxury item. And they recently, like 2 years ago, had a vote. It's not the biggest thing, but it's quite, like, representative.
To be honest, for me, it's nearly a case of, like, that women's rights shouldn't really have to be fought for anymore. That it's just a given that women and men are entitled to the same thing. So whether it be jobs or pay... even the way they're treated.
Right, so that's a cross-section of what women want in 2018.
Yeah.
And the women in the workplace is obviously massively important, and that keeps coming up. You heard it mentioned there a few times.
Yeah, it's absolutely huge. And, you know, there is arguments like, oh, why are women getting a day? You know, there is an International Men's Day, but the Women's Day is more prolific because the stats back it up. I mean, there isn't gender equality in a lot of, you know, not just work, but in society in general. So a PwC survey says only half of women feel their employers are doing enough to improve gender diversity. 42% are nervous about the impact starting a family might have on their career. 48% of new mothers feel overlooked for promotions. 58% said greater transparency is the biggest step employers can take to improve the situation.
Yeah, and a shocking statistic I heard is that it will take 200 years at the rate we're progressing now for the gender pay gap to be equal.
Yeah.
200 years.
That is pretty pathetic.
It's
absolutely mad. So it is very important to highlight International Women's Day. And, you know, women have come on in leaps and bounds. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, it is fantastic. There's, you know, Aer Lingus have highlighted the fact that, you know, 10% of their staff or their pilots are women, which is absolutely leaps and bounds above international standards.
But it should be more.
It should be more. It's still a very small number, 10%, but it is bigger than... you know, other airlines. And speaking of Aer Lingus, today they're marking International Women's Day. They're offering priority boarding to all women departing on UK and European flights from Irish airports. And there's a flight leaving from Dublin to New York today at around 4 o'clock, and it's going to be managed by an all-female crew. So a number of international airlines are also doing this. They're getting, you know, female manned planes flying all over the place.
And what are McDonald's doing?
McDonald's have flipped the M into a W.
Okay.
Which is brilliant. So they're marking International Women's Day that way. Very cool. Because women love McDonald's.
You know, that old chestnut.
And yeah, there's Barbie introduced loads of women, and that was all over the news yesterday. They've got, you know, female, you know, in I can't remember some of the Barbies that have been brought in, but, you know, they're all over the place. Google have done it.
And there's those Irish dolls. We spoke to the makers of them before, who all of the dolls have actual real jobs, like they're not
doctors and
scientists. And they're body shaped accordingly, and they're I think there's a body of a nine, an accurate representation of a 9 year old's body and that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. So there's a lot of really good stuff happening.
Yeah, and there's loads of events happening today all over the country and internationally. So there's repeal marches in Dublin, Cork, Galway, Derry, Offaly. They're actually happening in most towns and cities. There's loads of talks happening. There's a pay gap talk actually in the Law Society of Ireland. And in Sligo, they're doing 3 billboards for choice. They're in locations all around Sligo town. So there's something on for everyone if you want to just seek it out. Just Google it. There's an event near you to celebrate International Women's Day.